Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Friday, February 8th, 2019. Welcome to Day 750. The acting attorney general told the House Judiciary Committee that he has not spoken to Trump about Robert Mueller's investigation. Matthew Whitaker testified today that while he had not interfered in any way with the special counsel's investigation, he would not discuss his private conversations with Trump. Meanwhile, Doug Collins, the ranking Republican on the committee, accused Democrats of engaging in political theater and a character assassination against both Whitaker and Trump. Robert Mueller's team accused Paul Manafort of lying to them about an extremely sensitive issue in hopes of increasing his chances for a pardon. Prosecutors alleged that Manafort worked on Ukrainian political matters from August 2016 to December 2018, after his first indictment by the special counsel in 2017. And prosecutors say that Manafort tried to avoid providing information that could be damaging to Konstantin Kilimnik, a Manafort business partner in Ukraine. Prosecutors believe Kilimnik is connected with Russian intelligence. Kilimnik also attended Trump's inauguration. Rod Rosenstein privately complained that Trump ordered him to write the memo justifying the firing of James Comey. Rosenstein made the remarks in a private meeting at the Justice Department on May 12, 2017, according to Andrew McCabe, who also said that Rosenstein believed the White House used him as a scapegoat for Comey's dismissal. At the time, Sean Spicer denied that Trump had directed Rosenstein to write the justification for firing Comey, saying, quote, "It was all Rosenstein," end quote. And finally, Ivanka Trump says she has zero concerns about any of her loved ones being caught up in Robert Mueller's investigation. She also insisted that the Trump Tower project in Russia pursued during the 2016 campaign is overblown and said, "There's nothing there." And now to the notables. 1. Trump has appointed at least 8 people to senior posts in his administration who are either current or former members at Mar-a-Lago. 2. The Supreme Court blocked a Louisiana law that could have left the state with only one doctor eligible in a single clinic authorized to provide abortions. 3. House and Senate negotiators are close to a possible border security agreement that would fund new technology, additional Border Patrol agents, and fencing in certain areas along the southern border. And 4. Trump's inauguration committee overpaid to use event spaces at the Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C., despite internal objections at the Trump Organization that the rates were too high. And before we go, we have to address the showdown between Jeff Bezos and the publisher of the National Enquirer. Now, of course, we'd rather not be talking about dick pics, but this is such a weird story that reaches back well into the Trump administration in many unexpected ways. So here we go. Jeff Bezos, founder of Amazon.com, accused the National Enquirer's publisher, AMI, of extortion and blackmail for threatening to release embarrassing photos of him. In a blog post on Medium.com, Bezos laid out a theory that includes international politics, White House politics, nude photos, and text messages. Trump is longtime friends with American media's chief executive David Pecker, and Trump has repeatedly tweeted about the Amazon Washington Post because of Bezos' ownership of the paper and what Trump claims is unfair coverage. Bezos launched an investigation to determine how the Enquirer obtained his personal text messages for an initial article that it published about his affair. Gavin DeBecker, Amazon's chief personal security consultant, confirmed that his probe was looking at Michael Sanchez, the brother of Jeff Bezos' mistress, Lauren Sanchez, who is also a personal and business associate of Roger Stone, Carter Page, and Scotty Nell Hughes. Quote, "Michelle Sanchez has been among the people we've been speaking with and looking at," DeBecker said, but he added that, quote, "strong leads point to political motives," end quote. Sanchez offered several theories to explain how the text between Bezos and his sister made it to the Enquirer. He suggested that foreign governments were spying on Bezos, or that the deep state, specifically the National Security Agency, may have been responsible for obtaining text messages from Bezos' phone. American media demanded that Bezos call off his investigators and instructed Bezos to publicly state that he had no knowledge or basis for suggesting that AMI's coverage was politically motivated or influenced by political forces. The tabloid threatened to keep his photos on hand and publish them in the future, quote, "if we ever deviate from the lie," end quote. Bezos suggested that the Washington Post reporting about the murder of Jamal Khashoggi may have made him a target of David Pecker, saying, quote, "It's unavoidable that certain powerful people who experience Washington Post news coverage will wrongly conclude that I am their enemy," end quote. The CIA concluded that the murder was likely ordered by Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. AMI engaged in talks with Saudi financiers to help shore up its debt-laden businesses last year, and American media entered into a deal with federal prosecutors last year where David Pecker and Chief Content Officer Dylan Howard would cooperate with authorities and acknowledge that the Inquirer worked with the Trump campaign to kill stories, quote, about the presidential candidate's relationship with women, end quote. This is, of course, referring to the former Playboy model Karen McDougal and the porn star Stormy Daniels. The agreement stipulated that AMI, quote, shall commit no crimes whatsoever, end quote, for 3 years. And if it did, quote, AMI shall thereafter be subject to prosecution for any federal criminal violation which this office has knowledge, end quote. American media said it, quote, believes fervently that it acted lawfully in the reporting of the story of Mr. Bezos, end quote, and that it was acting in good faith negotiations to resolve all matters with him. Finally, federal prosecutors are reviewing the National Enquirer's handling of its story about Bezos to determine if the company violated the cooperation agreement. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables and that long rambling rant about AMI, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.